From the crate, thanks to your friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
Good morning, Cam. You've made your way in from Southbound.
Good morning. I sure have, with some treats.
Some brand new records. Are they all fresh arrivals into Southbound today?
They're all fresh. They're on the shelves. Mm-hmm. Brand new. Well, I say brand new. Reissues.
Mm-hmm.
Some really good albums. Lots of cool stuff on the shelf today. The first one we've got here.
Yes.
John Hopkins' second album. It's called Contact Note. We've got a track here called 100.
Let's drop the needle on this. John Hopkins, no stranger to Aotearoa, played, I have memories of him playing at Laneway Festival a few years ago.
Yeah. You were just telling me a story about how...
I was at the broadcast. I think he was playing at the same time. BFM famously used to broadcast from Laneway Festival and had access to broadcasting from the stages, which is like amazingly awesome. Thank you, shout out to Laneway for letting us do that. And I remember someone broadcast all of John Hopkins' set, which is probably somewhere in the BFM archives. Yeah, it was on at the same time as Florence and the Machine, I think.
Yeah, well, a good set, I'm sure it was.
Yes,
but,
yes.
Yeah, his second album here. It's a reissue. I think the only time it's ever been on vinyl was 2022. I think they did like a Record Store Day exclusive release of it. But this is the first time you can just go in the store and buy it.
Oh, excellent.
So yeah, today's the day. If you're a John Hopkins fan, this is definitely a great one. It's got so much variation on this one. There's a lot of like ambient, kind of like really pretty sounds throughout. But then there's some songs like this one that we're playing right now, which are a little bit more interesting.
There we go.
Really cool. It's almost like M83 kind of like drum beats, if that makes sense. So yeah, really cool to have this one finally back on vinyl in our hands.
This feels like a nice one to have on if you have guest round at home.
Yeah, definitely. There are definitely some pretty weird moments on this album, so it might freak the guests out a little bit. But who doesn't like that, you know?
Keep everyone on their toes.
Exactly. No, it's such a beautiful album. Really beautiful album cover as well. I think it's a butterfly wing, not a flower.
What year did this originally come out?
I think this was like 2005. So it's been a while now.
It's a big old, big long album. Is it a double LP?
Yes, this one is.
Yeah.
John Hopkins as well, like super clean production always. Mm. He just actually did a track with the 1975 and Charlie XCX on that remix album.
Oh yeah, cool.
Yeah, really, really beautiful track as well. I think he's also done a lot of work with Coldplay, production for them.
Just trying to, has he been down here recently? He must have been down here. I've got this funny feeling he was here not too long ago. BFM listenership, let us know. Last time John Hopkins was down here. Okay, on the shelf right now. What else have you got for us, Cam?
Well, this next one. It's called Come to My World, A Brief History of Indie Pop, 1985 to 2023. This one covers everything indie pop.
Mm-hmm.
In the like purest meaning of the term indie. And I feel like the word indie has like distorted a little bit over the past decade or couple of decades with kind of, you know, the whole...
Do you think like moved away from like an indie sleaze type thing?
Yeah, and also I guess just like the genre label of indie pop has kind of become a thing in itself rather than it being
more of
indie
artist. Indie alternative? Oh, independent. Yes,
yeah.
Okay, yep.
Some really, like, again, this just kind of covers everything. It's definitely in the title. It's a history of it, really. You've got things like The Wedding Present, A Million Miles, which is a track we've got lined up. That's 1987 off their album George Best Plus, I think it's called.
Yep.
And then you've got stuff like the Goon Sax from Ozzy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's like running right up to present day.
Right up to present day, yeah. So okay. It's super cool. It's again, this is a 2LB. It's got, like, you could play this and just go on, like, a little journey through through time, you know? It really has got everything.
All right. Shall we hit this wedding present?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. All right. Move the crossfader here and drop the needle on the wedding present. The wedding present with A Million Miles off this compilation, Come to My World, which is a brief history of indie pop 1985 to 2023. Double LP. There's a bunch of stuff that I recognize on here, like this Primal Scream, obviously the wedding present, the Vaseline's, Pains of Being Pure at Heart, the Goon Sax, Dum Dum Girls. But there's also heaps of stuff on here that I'm like, wow, I've never heard of this band before. So this looks like a pretty good compilation for, you know, maybe discovering some new stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And I feel like vinyl is like such a good way to do it, because it's just the classic medium of like, you won't skip the song. You're going to listen to it. And I feel like it's just such a good way to find those little niche artists that you would have never, you know,
some of these smaller indie pop artists that probably, you know, had a hit, but has maybe just sort of like disappeared into the mists of time.
Yeah, and I don't think a lot of those are just the straight off hits mm-hmm. of each band.
Yep.
Like, even that wedding present song isn't just ripped straight from the top of their Spotify playlist, you know?
Yep, some of the deeper cuts.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, nice. Nicely curated little compilation. Now, you've brought in something which I know Troy from Southbound.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of his favorite artists.
He loves MF Doom. This is Food.
Mm-hmm.
Such a classic album. I mean, this album has been a pretty monumental album in rap mm-hmm. history, I guess, just MF Doom's...
20 years old, you're saying?
Flow, yeah. 20-year anniversary, this album. And the artwork on it is just like... It's insane.
So they've gone the extra mile. It's got a new... It's new package, right?
Completely new packaging. And the way that they've done this... Tip-on gatefold. So... I've had this explained to me a few times. It's not just like a normal vinyl sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
It's cardboard, and they then press the artwork over the card mm-hmm. so that you get like a way higher quality, higher definition image.
Kind of quick look?
Yeah, of course, which is like a super great way to do this artwork because there's so much detail. For those who don't know, the cover art is completely different to the original album and this is just completely overhauled with this like awesome, just these awesome cartoonish little things going on all over the place, references to his music, references to this album, just so cool. And this album, it's kind of like a sequel to Operation Doomsday. This was, I think, the second one that he ever did under the MF Doom name. He did like other ones in between under like Victor Vaughn and stuff like that, but this is like, this is a really big one for him, and having it on a 20th anniversary, such a cool looking vinyl, but also great sounding vinyl as well, which is also on this like beautiful marbled.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah. It's they call it the Sweet Tart marble.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you could say it looks like a sweet tart, right? Some pink, blurry marble.
Very psychedelic.
Very psychedelic. Super on theme with the artwork of the, of the cover here. Just looks so good, and I'm sure sounds, you know, even better.
Right.
This album is just...
Pass it over here and we'll put it on the turntable.
Yeah, let's do it. It also comes with... This is really something that I've never seen before. It comes with a QR code on the inside here, which you scan, and it takes you to Instagram, and you get a little MF Doom Instagram filter, like exclusive to the vinyl, which is just so of our time, I feel like.
Excellent. Should we play Deep Fried Fiends?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's drop it. Let's go.
As you call them, they call you when they need some. Trees for the blunt, to G's for the front. I found a way to get peace of mind for years and left the hell alone. Turn a deaf ear to the cellular phone. Send me a letter or better, we can see each other in real life. Just so you can feel me like a steel knife. At least so you can see the white of their eyes. Bright with surprise once they finish spitting lies. Associates is your boys, your girls, bitches, niggas, homies. Close, but really don't know me. Mom, dad, comrade, peeps, brothers, sisters, duns, dunnies. Some come around when they need some money. Others make us laugh like the Sunday funnies. Fam, be around whether you pay the bummy. You can either ignore this advice or take it from me. Be too nice, some people take you for a dummy. So nowadays he ain't so friendly. Actually, they wouldn't even made a worthy enemy. Read the signs, no feeding the baboons. Seeing as how they got your back bleeding from the stab wounds. Y'all know the dance, they smile in your face, y'all know the glance. Try to put them on, they blow the chance. Never let your so-called mans know your plans.
How many of us have them?
A show of hands is a term some people use loosely. I'm real choosy on what I choose to let crew see. You telling me? Try to act broke. Jealousy the number one killer among black folk. Fellas be under some type of spell like crack smoke. Ghetto Cinderella's leading right to your stack loke. Just another way a chick will lead to your end. I checked the dictionary for the meaning of friends and said, person one likes to socialize with, sympathize, a helper, and that's about the size of it. Most of the time these attributes is one-sided. To boast of the crime, they're apt to shoot you through your eyelid and they can't hide it. Going wild like a wow bitch. Sometimes you need to cut niggas off like a light switch. When things get quiet, catch him like a thief in the night. What a right. I first met Mr. Fantastic at an arms deal. Don't let it get drastic. Think of how your moms will feel. When it get for real, steel get to sparking. Everything darkened. It ain't no talking. For something so cheap, it sure buys a lot of trouble. They better all focusing and trying to plot the bubble. Or else it'd be a sad note to end on. The guns we got
is.
Some come in the form of codependence. A lot of times only end up being co-defendants. $10 say they tell for a lower sentence, and leave you up under the jail begging for repentance. It don't make no sense. What happened to the loyalty? Honor amongst crooks, trust amongst royalty. I'd rather go out in a blaze than give them the glory. A similar story, the four lovers. We need to have some type of overstanding, just so when I let her get the man thinks she know it's no strings. We could do the damn thing, but ho, it's no rings. Just how the tramp swings. Will she see him again? That depends on how good was the skins, or could she memorize the lessons? It ain't no need to pretend. Even though she let him stab it, she know they just...
Next nice neighborhood I move into, you guys will get crack.
Negro humor always escaped me.
The most powerful, the most mysterious monarch in all the world, guarded by a fighting force that never sleeps, that never relaxes its vigilance. For none is as feared, none has as many foes as Doom. The awesome armor-clad Lord of...
I know who Doom is.
Then tell us.
He happens to be the most dangerous man in the world. I hoped we'd never hear from him.
MF Doom, Deep Fried Friends. I think it's Friends.
Deep Fried Friends.
Got it there. It got there in the end.
Yeah,
now,
we're there.
Okay, so just to recap, Cam, the three albums that you've got here that are on the shelf as of today at Southbound Records
As of today, we got the 20th anniversary MF Doom and Food, which you just listened to.
Mm-hmm.
We got Come to My World, A Brief History of Indie Pop, 1985 to 2023. Some really good stuff on there. John Hopkins, his second album, Contact Note.
Excellent.
That's us today.
All great tunes this morning, Cam. For people out there, you're wondering where Southbound Records is, it's just up the road from BFM on Simon Street, right next door to T. White's Bikes.
It's the one. We'll see you there.
Kao pai, brother.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.